This is CPR News. I'm Joanne Allen. Governor Polis issued an executive order today creating an advisory board that would review and recommend name changes. There are currently four petitions filed with the U.S. Board of Geographic Names to rename Mount Evans, Redskin Mountain, and Squaw Mountain. Each petition needs to be approved by the state board before a national review takes place. The Grand Junction Daily Sentinel reports that Montrose County School District is joining a lawsuit targeting vaping giant Juul Labs. It alleges the company aggressively marketed directly to kids who've become addicted to nicotine. Colorado is number one in the most recent national survey of teen vaping. Schools want the company to pay for anti-youth vaping efforts. Juul has said it takes steps to combat underage youth use, and it doesn't intend to attract underage users. More than a third of Colorado is in extreme drought, and the southeast corner is in exceptional drought. More fires than usual are expected this season. Mike Morgan of the Colorado Division of Fire Protection and Control says they're changing tactics because of COVID-19.
Our fire camps, which are traditionally, you know, rows and rows of tents and mess halls, we're trying to provide spacing so that they have, more social distancing capability, additional ability for washing of hands, etc.
Morgan says they will approach fires more aggressively, hoping to limit the time firefighters spend in camps. 91 degrees and sunny in Denver, the same for Grand Junction. This is CPR News.